Welcome to this programme and our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month.
In this edition, we focus on a discussion involving more than 100 contributors on how to encourage more women to apply for headship. Co-hosted by Eve Warren and Meg Maunder, founder members of Wish Women into School Headship, the discussion was part of the Tomorrow's Leaders Today succession planning campaign. Tammy Prince, a deputy head in West Yorkshire, said most of the heads she knew were women, but very few of them had children.
Is pressure being put on women with children to not further their careers because it would leave them with less time with their children? Why is this not the same for fathers of young children?
Melanie Cox-Globe, a deputy head for 5 years and the mother of a two-year-old, said she fought hard to achieve work-life balance.
I have a head teacher who is truly marvellous, and I couldn't ask for better support and understanding. I want to be a good mum, and I'm considering aiming for headship, but I do worry about the impact of a career shift on my family life.
A more sober tale came from Sarah Mulrine, an educational consultant and part-time primary supply teacher in the West Midlands, who left her headship after having her third child.
Family demands on me now mean I cannot envisage a situation in the near or middle future when I will be able to take on a full-time headship. There has been a lot of talk on the subject of job share headship, but I have yet to see any in my area.
It was still difficult for women to resume their careers after having a family and working fewer hours as a result, said Angela Searle, Director of Student Development and Head of Year in a Hertfordshire school.
Their careers are stunted. Teaching and learning responsibilities, TLRs, are not given to part-time workers. We will still work to a very masculine ideal within schools, and it restricts men and women alike.
Appointing panels should realise that time taken either in a career break or a more coasting phase was as valuable as a steady upward progression, said co-host Eve Warren.
However, we know it often undermines our own confidence, making it harder to get back in there and sell ourselves, or believe that we are capable.
Maureen Andrews, a head teacher in South Yorkshire, suggested a few things that might help to redress the balance.
More opportunities to experience the role with a safety net, such as secondment, job shadowing and acting up, which a colleague described as being in the deep end when still holding on to the side. And I believe as current heads we need to talk up the job more.
But Joe Williams, a head teacher in North Lancashire, thought there was a deep-seated social problem to tackle, the prevailing perception of headship as a masculine role.
I know that on occasion I project myself in a more masculine way than is necessary because I feel that the people I am talking to expect a man. When answering the door at school, I have been asked on more than one occasion, could I show them to the headmaster? Thanks, love.
A range of resources and tools to help you with diversifying your workforce can be found at www.ncsl.org.uk/tomorrowsleaderstoday. And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/onlinecommunities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/onlinecommunities.